今天的讲题是要尽心爱神。
The topic for today's preaching is love God with all your heart.
经文是六章四到五节，生命记。
The scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5.
这两节经文是生命记里面一个中心的经文。
These two verses is actually the key verses for Deuteronomy.
所以希望我讲完这个生命记的时候，你能够把这两节经文背起来。
So I hope that you can memorize these two verses as I finish preaching on Deuteronomy.
我们打开生命记第六章第四到第五节。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
有一位精通律法的犹太人来到耶稣的面前考验耶稣。
There was a very well educated teacher came before Jesus and asked Jesus.
问了主耶稣一个问题。
He asked Jesus a question.
他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？”
He said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?"
他称耶稣为夫子。
He addressed Jesus as teacher.
而主耶稣就回答他说。
And so Jesus replied,
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
很明显的，当耶稣基督回答这个人的时候，他是引用《生命记》的经文。
So clearly, as Jesus replied, this rabbi, he was quoting from Deuteronomy.
主耶稣基督的回答很准确。
Jesus' reply was exact.
我使到这个要刁难主耶稣的律法师感到很惊讶。
And so he greatly surprised this.Rabbi who was going to give Jesus a hard time.
是的，凡读过生命记的人。
So truly, those who have read through Deuteronomy.
都知道这个尽心、尽性、尽意爱神是生命记中的一个要句。
Know that this is the key verse, the verse that says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and with all your mind."
表达了神对我们最高的要求和期望。
And it represents God's highest desire for us and His command for us.
耶和华神是独一无二的真神。
The Lord Jehovah God is the only true God.
是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他创造了宇宙万物。
He created the heaven and the earth.
他也创造了人类。
He also have created man.
因此，圣经告诉我们，人人必须要敬拜他。
And so in the Bible it tells us that man should worship God.
要赞美他。
Should praise him.
要匍匐在他的面前。
And should bow down before him.
那么圣经里面生命记教导我们要尽心尽力尽意爱耶和华这位神。
So in Deuteronomy it taught us that we need to love our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and in all of our minds.
为什么我们要尽心尽力尽意爱这位神？
Why do we need to love God with all our hearts, our soul, and our minds?
让我们来看今天这段经文。
Let's look at the scripture from today.
第一点，因为这位神是独一无二的真神。
First of all, it's because this God is the only one true God.
那么刚才我们读那两节经文是犹太人经常诵读的一个祷告文。
The two verses that we have just read is actually a prayer that the Jews often pray.
就好像基督徒经常念这个主祷文一样。
Much like the Christians nowadays often recite the Lord's Prayer.
那么这段经文有两个观念。
There are two ideas in this.
那么第一就是人必须认定耶和华神是独一的真神。
First of all, man must recognize that Jehovah God is the one true God.
然后第二个观念就是人必须要尽心、尽力、尽意的爱这位神。
And the second idea is that men must love this God with all their hearts, their soul, and their mind.
耶和华是独一的主，这个观念是来自十诫第一条的诫命。
This idea that the Lord God is the only one true God comes from the Ten Commandments.
生命记第五章第七节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 7.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
第一条诫命是十诫里面的第一条，就是首条。
This is the very first commandment in the Ten Commandments.
吩咐人要相信耶和华是独一的真神。
It's telling people that you must know that this God is the only one true God.
不可以去拜别的神和偶像。
You cannot, and you shall not have any other gods before you.
所以在这个生命记四章三十九节同样的告诉我们。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 39 it also tells us.
所以今日你要知道也要记在心上，天上地下唯有耶和华他是神，除他以外别再无别神。
Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other.
我们第一条诫命讲到除了我以外。
So the first commandment said there will be no other gods beside me.
也就是强调这位神是唯一的真神。
And it is to stress that there will be no other god in the whole world.
是我们唯一要相信而且效忠的对象。
And this is the only one god that you will worship.
所以在生命记里面，摩西宣告说这位神是独一的真神。
And so Moses proclaimed that this God is the only one.
独一的意思就是说唯一的。
He is the one and only.
没有其他的。
There is no other.
所以在这个古代的时候，这个特别是近东的文化。
So in the Near East society.
这个社会是属于一个异教的文化。
It is actually a cult society.
那么这里的人喜欢拜偶像。
These people like to worship idols.
和拜那些假神。
And they also like to worship the false gods.
那么以色列人作为这个分别为圣的子民。
The Israelites being that they are set apart.
那么他们必须要非常的小心和谨慎。
They have to be very careful.
和这些人来往。
To have any relationship with these people.
所以神借着摩西警告以色列人千万不要去拜这些偶像。
So through Moses, God is telling the Israelites to be careful, don't fall and worship these false gods.
必须单单的相信这位真神。
They have to only believe in this one God.
也不可忘记这位真神是创造天地万物的主宰。
And don't ever forget that this is the God who created the heaven and earth.
那么主耶稣在讲道的时候经常引用生命记。
Jesus often quoted Deuteronomy in his preaching.
耶稣基督讲这位神是唯一的主。
Jesus said this God is the only one.
所以在马可福音那边讲到，耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们的神是独一的主。
So in Mark chapter 12:29 it says the most important one answered Jesus is this Hear O Israel the Lord our God the Lord is one.
我们知道主耶稣基督的门徒约翰。
We know the disciple of Jesus John.
他也确认主耶稣就是那位。
He also claimed that Jesus is that one.
约翰讲到认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So John said, now this is eternal life, and they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, which you have sent.
所以使徒约翰知道耶稣基督就是那位独一的真神。
So disciple John know that Jesus Christ is that one true God.
生命记不单宣告说这位耶和华神是独一的神。
Deuteronomy not only say that, proclaim that Jehovah God is the one true God.
更进一步的强调这位神拥有这个绝对的主权。
And it also stressed that this one true God has supreme sovereignty.
所以在生命记十章十七到十八节告诉我们。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 17 to 18 it tells us.
因为耶和华你们的神他是万神之神万主之主。
For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords.
至大的神大有能力大而可畏
The great God, mighty and awesome
不以貌取人也不受贿赂
Who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes
他为孤儿寡妇伸冤又怜爱聚集的赐给他衣食
He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the alienGiving him food and clothing.
我们这段经文里面，我们看到三个特点。
So out of this scripture, we see three characteristics.
第一个特点就是讲到耶和华是至高至尊的神。
First of all, this Lord God is the only God and the great God.
就好像上面那句讲到，因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主。
Just like in the beginning of verse 17, it says, For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords.
这里的称尊神为好像一个三重叠这样。
And so here it describes God in three different levels.
是希伯来文文法一个很独特的表达这个方式。
And it is actually a characteristic of how the Hebrew language express itself.
那么神这样的尊称就是要目的就是要表达神那种至高的特性超越性和绝对性
To describe God in this way it is to show of his supreme superiority
我强调神是绝对的
That he is an absolute God
他是独一的真神
That he is the only one
神高过一切
And that he is higher than everything else.
他是掌管天地万物的主宰。
And he is in control of the whole heaven and earth.
圣经讲到除了他以外没有别的神。
So the Bible said there is no other God beside him.
那么在圣经结束的时候启示录也告诉我们。
In the closing of the Bible Revelation, it also tells us.
那么这里讲到耶稣基督那位羔羊在征战的时候。
And so they're talking about Jesus Christ the Lamb of God, he was fighting. He was
羔羊必胜过他们。
And that he was victorious.
因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。
Because the Lamb is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
那么讲到耶稣基督在末世的时候，他是那位万主之主，万王之王。
And it's talking about Jesus Christ in the end times. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
这个是第一个特点。
So this is the first characteristic.
那么这段经文里面第二个特点
The second characteristics
就是讲到神大有能力
is that this God is great and mighty.
请我们注意刚才那段经文讲到大有能力大而可畏至大的神
In the scripture we just read it says he is a great God, mighty and awesome.
我们至大的神就表明说这位神是很伟大
So it's telling us that this is a very great God
我们大有能力就是表示神是以色列子民的大元帅
So mighty is referring that he is the great general for the Israelites
我们引导他的子民胜过他的敌人和罪恶
He will lead his people to overcome their enemies and sin
我们大而可畏就是强调神是一位威严的神
Awesome means this is a God who is just.
那么世人必须要感到惧怕。
And that we should be fearful.
所以在尼希米的时代。
So in the Nehemiah period,
那些从巴比伦那些地方被掳，然后归回耶路撒冷的人。
Those who were taken away from Israelites, sent to another place, and then they later returned to Israel.
我们刚刚回到耶路撒冷的时候，这些犹太人他们忏悔。
They came back to Jerusalem and they were sorry.
那么就在他们的祷告文称神为这个至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏的神。
And so in the prayer of repentance, they call God as the great God, mighty and awesome.
那么除了这两个特点，第三个特点就是讲到神是绝对公平的。
So the third characteristic is that this God is just.
再来看刚才那段经文讲到这位神这位神是不以貌取人，也不受这个贿赂。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 10, it's also said that this God shows no partiality and accepts no bribes.
那么说明神是绝对公平的。
So it's telling us that this God is just.
他不偏待人。
He will not show partiality.
不因为人的情面而歪曲自己的公义。
He will not twist what is true because of people.
也不受贿赂。
He will not accept bribes.
贿赂的意思，如果以今天的了解来看，就是贪污。
Accepting bribe in today's term, it means
bribe. 因为英文很清楚。我就去查到底这个贿赂的意思是什么意思，原来就是 bribery。 然后不因为贪爱钱财而歪曲自己的公义。
So he will not take bribe and twist the truth.
其实在这圣经讲到在当时的文化，
Actually in the society at that time,
这个贿赂这种行为是很正常的。
Bribery is a common occasion.
后来我想这个其实今天也是有很多地方这个也是很正常的。
Actually in today's world it seems to happen every day.
特别你到这些第三世界的国家
especially,
你会发觉到这种做法很普遍。
Especially if you go to the third world country, you see that happening all the time.
我记得在我自己的祖国，
I remember in my home country.
每次那些人在路上开车超速的时候，
If you were caught when you were speeding,
那么可以被这个交通警察抓到。
You got stopped by the cop.
那么他们就在那边谈了。
So they will be talking on the side of the road.
然后拿出你的驾照给他。
So he will show him his license.
那么他在那边写了一些东西，然后把他那个本子就交给那个开车的人。
So he will be writing something down in his little book, and then he will give the book to the driver.
所以这个警察，这个交通警察，他盼望这个驾驶员把那个钞票放在那个本子里面。
So the policeman actually was hoping that this driver would kind of slip a bill or two into the booklet.
所以我们看到不止古代有这种做法。
So we see that bribery not only happened in the olden times.
其实今天到处都是。
Actually, it still happens today.
但是圣经里讲到，圣经衡量这种行为是一种恶行。
But the Bible said this kind of action is actually a sin.
所以神借着摩西警告以色列子民。
So through Moses, God is warning the Israelites.
他们必须在他们的生活上表现公平。
They need to express just in the way they live.
不可收这个贿赂的这种事情。
They should not accept any bribes.
所以在这个生命记第十六章第十九节告诉我们。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 19 it tells us.
不可期望正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂。
Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe.
因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼睛瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。
For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous.
所以圣经讲得很清楚，当人 悔怒的时候，他的眼睛瞎了。
So the Bible clearly tells us if we accept bribes, our eyes will be blind.
所以我们看到今天的政治人物。
So as we look at the people in the political realm.
啊，当他进入政坛的时候，他显得是一个正直的人。
As they enter into the political arena, they act like they are very righteous.
啊，但是当他进入这个政坛的时候，他看到那个钞票在他眼前摇来摇去。
But as he sees the money waving in front of him,
所以他的眼睛就瞎了。
Then his eyes become blind.
所以圣经讲得很正确。
So the Bible actually describes it correctly.
所以今天这两节经文，第一个观念就是讲到这位神是独一的真神。
So the first concept from these verses is that God is a true God.
那么第二个观念就是讲到你要尽心、尽性、尽力去爱耶和华你的神。
Secondly, is that you need to love this God with all your heart, your mind, and your souls.
所以尽心、尽性、尽力，如果我们把它翻译成我们所理解的。
So if you want to translate further this, love God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength.
就是用我们所有的心。
It means we need to use all of our heart.
用我们所有的生命。
Use all of our lives.
用我们所有的力量。
And use all of our strength.
来去爱这位神。
To love this God.
所以我们看到这节经文有三次的重复。
So you see that there is a repetition in this verse.
就表示说要很彻底的去爱这位神。
It means you need to love God completely and totally.
那么心里没有任何的保留。
There will be no reservation in your heart.
心是指我们的思想和我们的意念。
The heart means it is what we think about.
那么性呢，是讲到我们的生命和我们的灵魂。
The soul means our spirit and our lives.
这个力是讲到我们的这个力量和我们的才华和我们的财富。
Strength means our strength and also our wealth.
所以这节经文讲到尽心、尽力、尽意，它的意思就是说完完全全的把我们自己献上给神。
So when it says love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, that means you are going to give and love this God completely.
所以主耶稣向门徒说话的时候
，So when Jesus talked to the disciples,
如果你们爱我
，If you love me,
你们必须放下一切。
You will put down everything.
并且舍己来跟从我。
And you need to put down yourself and come and follow me.
所以圣经里面主耶稣也讲到。
So Jesus said.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
No man can serve two masters.
不是顾这个爱那个。
Either he will hate the one and love the other.
不是重这个轻那个。
Or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
马门就是钱财的意思。
Mammon means money.
所以圣经里面讲到我们必须要尽心、尽性、尽意爱这位真神。
So it tells us that we need to love God with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength.
那么怎么样去爱这位神？
So how do we love this God?
那么从生命记来看的话，爱这位神有四个表现。
From Deuteronomy, we know that there will be four expression when we love God.
生命记讲到，如果我们要去爱这位神的话，我们必须要敬畏他。
So in Deuteronomy, it says if we're going to love God, then we must fear Him.
这书上所写律法的一切话是叫你敬畏耶和华你的神可永可畏的名。
If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which is written in this book, and do not reverence this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God.
敬畏耶和华在生命记里面出现了十五次。
This word reverence this God.Appeared in Deuteronomy 15 times.
说明这个教导是非常重要。
It clearly shows us that this teaching of Reverend God is very important.
那么敬畏神有两个意思。
To fear God has two meanings.
其实在英文的翻译跟中文的看法好像看起来 不一样。
If you look at the English and the Chinese translation, it seems like they don't match.
一个是敬畏神，然后英文把它翻译成 fear.
In English, it's translated fear.
所以敬畏神有两个意思。
So there are two meanings for this word.
消极的来讲哦，敬畏神是害怕神。
From a negative point of view, fear God means you're afraid.
尤其是对神那种圣洁和他的那种尊荣。
It's because you are fearful of his righteousness and his holiness.
那么有罪的人都不敢接近神。
So those who have sin is afraid to get near God.
害怕被神惩罚。
They're afraid that God will punish them.
所以在箴言书三章七节讲到。
So in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 3, Chapter 3 verse 7 it says,
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and shun evil.
那么这个是从一个消极的角度来看这个敬畏神的意义。
So this is actually from a passive point of view, looking at fearing God.
那么从积极的这个角度来看，
From a positive or active point of view,
那么敬畏神就是要遵从这位神。
To fear God means you are going to obey this God.
相信他绝对的主权。
You need to believe of his sovereignty.
并且愿意随从他的旨意。
And that you're willing to obey his will.
所以敬畏神就是信仰一种基本的那种态度。
So to fear God is actually a fundamental attitude in your faith.
也是行事为人那种根基。
And it is the foundation of how you want to live.
所以在十二世纪的时候，有一个拉比，他这么讲。
In the 12th century, there is a rabbi. He says.
他说我们必须要先敬畏耶和华神。
He said we need to fear God, Jehovah.
然后我们才可能学习并知道其他的事情。
And then you can learn and understand the rest.
所以在这个箴言书里面讲到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So in Proverbs it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes; fear the Lord and shun evil."
所以这个是第一个表现。
So in Proverbs it says, "The beginning of wisdom is fearing the Lord."
我爱神的第二个表现。
The second way to show that you love God.
那么圣经在这个生命记里面讲到，一个爱神的人必走在神的道路上。
It says those who love God will walk in His way.
你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道。
The Lord will establish you as His holy people.
他必照着向你所起的事，立你作为自己的圣灵。
As he promised you on earth, if you keep the commandment of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
那么遵循他的道，我们可以把它翻译成走在他的道路上。
So to follow in his way, we can translate it as to walk in his ways.
那么申命记用这个走路来比喻生活行为的那种表现。
Deuteronomy used the walk to describe how we should live.
道或者路是一个比喻。
Way or road is a parable.
描写神的旨意。
To describe God's will.
所以路或者道有它的意思。
So road or way has its meaning.
神要我们走在他的道路上。
God wants us to walk in His ways.
因为那条路是最好的。
Because that is the best way.
神会引导我们在走在这个人生的道路上。
God will lead us to walk the way of our lives.
同时圣经告诉我们神必与我们同在。
And the Bible also assures us that God will be with us.
保护我们。
To protect us.
所以摩西劝勉以色列人必须要行在耶和华神的道路上。
So Moses encouraged the Israelites that they must walk in God's ways.
他们必须有这种表现。
They must have this to show.
而且摩西告诉我们这个是蒙福的途径。
And he also said, "This is the way to be blessed."
只要你们行在耶和华神的道路上，
if you will walk in God's ways.
那么神将会赐福给你们。
God will bless you.
这个是爱神的第二个表现。
So this is the second characteristic of loving God.
那么爱神第三个表现。
The third expression.
圣经告诉我们，我们必须要侍奉这位神。
The Bible said we must serve this God.
生命记第六章第十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13.
你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，只做他的名起誓。
Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name.
所以当我们爱神的时候，
So when we love God,
我们必须要侍奉他。
We must serve him.
那么侍奉有三个含义。
There are three meanings to serve.
然后比如说第一个含义就是我们做事情。
The first meaning is when we are doing something.
啊，比如说我们的工作。
For example, our job.
或者我们做学生的，我们的学业。
Or as a student, your study.
那么我们所参与的各种的行业。
All the things that you join in professionally.
各种各样的事情。
All sorts of things.
这些都是侍奉神。
So these are serving God.
那么第二个含义。
The second meaning.
就是服侍人。
Is to serve others.
比如说我们接待客人。
For example, you are hospitable to others.
我们去照顾有需要的人。
Or you take care of the one who is in need.
我们去辅导别人。
Or you counsel people who are in need.
我们去救济那些穷苦的人。
And you help out the poor and the needy.
那么圣经讲，这些都是侍奉神。
So these are also serving God.
那第三个含义就是我们敬拜主。
The third meaning is when we worship Him.
比如说我们在神的面前唱诗歌来赞美他。
For example, when we sing praises to Him.
那么就好像我们诗班每个星期天在会众的面前来唱诗。
For example, just as a choir, they sing praises to God before the congregation every week.
那么他们正在侍奉这位神。
They were serving God in that way.
那么我在这里讲到，会众来到神的面前，把金钱献给这位神。
I'm preaching here, or when the congregation come and give offering.
这些都是侍奉神的事情。
These are all serving God.
那么广义的来讲。
So in a broad sense,
凡是为主做的事情都是侍奉神。
In whatever you do, if you are doing for the Lord, you are serving God.
没有分为这个是属世的，这个是属灵的。
It does not discern between this is secular or this is godly.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第三章二十三节劝勉我们。
So Paul encourages in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
他说无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work as if work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man.
那么这个是爱神的第三个表现。
So this is the third expression if you love God.
也就是我们必须要侍奉神。
And that is to say that we must serve God.
那么爱神的第四个表现。
The fourth expression.
我们必须遵守神的吩咐。
Is that we must obey Him.
那么生命记五章二十九节说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29.
唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我。常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们子孙永远得福。
Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
所以这节经文我们看到两点。
So in this verse we see two things.
一个就是讲到敬畏神。
First.Fear God.
那么第二就是遵守我的诫命。
Second is to keep all my commands.
他说，如果这个人做到这些事情，
He said, if a person can do these,
耶和华的福气就临到他的身上。
The blessing of Jehovah God will come upon them.
而且使到他的子孙永永远远得到这个福气。
And that it will go also to their children forever.
摩西认为一个人如果要蒙福的话。
Moses know that if a person is to be blessed,
一个人必须要遵守神的诫命。
He needs to obey God.
摩西又讲，如果一个人不爱神。
Moses also said if a person do not love God,
如果一个人不去遵守神的吩咐。
If a person failed to obey God,
那么这个咒诅将会临到这个人的身上。
Then curse will be upon him.
其实保罗在新约圣经里面也这么讲。
Actually, Paul mentioned the same thing in the New Testament.
在哥林多前书十六章二十二节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22.
他说：“若有人不爱主，这人可主可主可咒，主必要来。
”If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, O Lord.
所以保罗讲这句话的时候。存着一个很就是很沉重的心讲。
So when Paul talked about this, he was talking with a heavy heart.
所以一个人不爱主的时候，将会得到咒诅。
Saying if the man does not love God, then he is going to be cursed.
这个是不好的事情。
This is not good.
所以这个相对，一个爱神的人将会得到神的祝福。
So a man who loves God will be blessed.
一个不爱神的人将会受到咒诅。
And one who does not love the Lord will be cursed.
所以今天生命记这两节经文六章第四第五节。
So these two verses from Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 and 5.
我们必须把这两节经文背起来。
We need to memorize these two verses.
这两节经文告诉我们第一点就是耶和华这位神是独一的神。
So through these two verses, it's telling us, first of all, the Lord God is the only one.
那么第二就是要我们尽心、尽性、尽力去爱这位神。
Secondly, we must love this God with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength.
换句话说，用我们所有的心。
In other words, we need to love Him with all of our hearts.
用我们所有的生命。
All of our lives.
用我们所有的力量。
And all of our strength.
去爱这位神。
To love this God.
所以保罗在这个罗马书十二章第一节那边讲。
So Paul told us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
保罗在那边讲到，他说，把我们的身体献上。
So he said to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
就是这个意思。
And it, that's what he meant.
所以让我们尽心、尽性、尽力去爱我们的神。
So let us love our God with all of our hearts, our soul, and our strength.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们明白你的真理。
Please help us to understand the truth.
让我们知道。耶和华神是独一的真神。
Help us to know that Jehovah God is the only one God.
也让我们晓得如何去尽心、尽力、尽意的来爱这位真神。
And help us to love you with all of our hearts, soul, and mind.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.